Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Despite LeBron dropping 39 points and his team leading by 23 in the first half, the Lakers fall to the Pelicans thanks to a red-hot second half by New Orleans. 116-108, your final score. That loss drops LA to 10th in the West. More importantly, the King turned his ankle, which he described afterwards as, quote, horrible. All right, Shannon, the Lakers are now just one game up on the Spurs, 8 contests left in the regular season. Will LA hold on to that final play-in spot?
Skip, I think they're going to lose the tiebreaker. Because they lose the tiebreaker to the Pelicans and they lose the tiebreaker to your Spurs. Because if you look at it, the Spurs have Houston, Memphis, Portland twice.
Twice at home.
At home. They got Denver, Minnesota, Golden State, Dallas.
Yep.
Second of a back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers got Dallas, Utah, New Orleans, Denver, Phoenix, Golden State, OKC, the second night of a back-to-back, and then Denver. I believe they're going to lose on the tiebreaker. Had they beaten the Pelicans, I believe they end in a tie possibly with the Pelicans, and then they own the tiebreaker and they get in. But because you lose both tiebreakers, you have no margin for error. Skip, they've lost 5 games when they led by at least 15 points. They've lost 14 games, which is the third most in which they've had a double-digit lead at some point in time in the game. Mm. And these are the type of situations, Skip, where you look back. You know, when you play in football, we look back like, man, we had this team, man, and we had to just fumble. We just did this in this situation. There are going to be games that they look back on as like, damn, man, we had a 26-point lead to the Thunder, a 23-point lead against the Pelicans, 19, 16, and we lost. You look back on these games. Skip, Lakers have the second hardest. 7 of the 8 of remaining opponents are in playoff position. I'm going to say no. I say they lose the tiebreaker. I'm going to say they don't make it.
So you have given up the ghost of the King.
No. The King's going to do his thing. King.
Thank you for saying that. That is my point. That has been my point since the All-Star break. LeBron James has the greatest mind in the sport of basketball. Nobody can touch that. I think he saw the handwriting on the locker room wall coming out of the All-Star break. I think he knew he made a mistake on Russ and that it was unsalvageable. He's going to be what he's going to be. And actually, Russ has been decent. The last, 4 or 5 games?
Yeah.
But it still doesn't help you win a game like last night.
Right.
Decent won't get you home at New Orleans
with a
23-point lead.
No.
Okay. So I believe that LeBron decided coming out of the break, we're going to miss the playoffs, so I am going to win the scoring title. To offset any taint on my legacy, I got to win the scoring title in year 19. As we speak, LeBron is leading in scoring in the NBA,
right,
and he's leading in shots attempted. And since the break, his assists have plummeted. You can argue out of that all you want. Others aren't making shots. But all I know for sure is that during the bubble championship year, LeBron James led this league in assists because he decided, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, but how
that
many
will be best for our team this year.
But how many of those assists were lob dunks to Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee?
And some.
Skip, you watched Dwight last.
Okay, I got it. But the point is, LeBron's 10.2 assists that led the league,
right,
2 years ago.
Right.
Have plummeted since the All-Star break to about 5, which is what he had last night. Well, you know, and I know, he's highly more capable than 5 assists. He could get 12 on any given night.
Right.
To your point, they got to make some shots.
Right.
But he can also create some shots for people if he puts his mind to it. Right now, his mind is put to 2 things. winning the scoring title and slowly but surely gaining on Kareem for the all-time scoring title.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on the way. He's playing high minutes, the third most minutes in basketball. And
he has to play those minutes, Skip. Are they going to? They would lose.
But I can also make the case he's playing the minutes just to make sure he wins the scoring title. And I also believe, I'm going to say this one more time, LeBron is the all-time greatest master media manipulator I've ever seen. He is the greatest excuse planter I have ever seen. It went all the way back to that last playoff series that he blew to Boston his first time around in Cleveland. He had to be sedated, said a member of his internal organization. Had to be sedated for games 4, 5, and 6 against Boston. And then remember what he did when they got swept in 2018 by Golden State? He comes out for his press session after game 4, after they got swept, and he's got on a soft cast on his right hand. He allegedly, he says, broke it by hitting the whiteboard, the chalkboard, after game one, after the J.R. Smith blunder. But LeBron's first blunder was he should have just taken the shot to win the game. But he passed it to J.R. Smith, who made only one of the two free throws. George Hill. Who'd I say?
J.R.
J.R. Okay.
J.R. got the rebound and ran out of the clock.
Okay. But the point is that LeBron is great at planning excuses. So this year we've had swelling knee, which I find hard to believe he's got a swelling knee, but whatever. So it's the knee, and he'll miss an occasional game and say, it's my knee. No, it's load management, because even you admitted last week, he just needs every once in a while to take a game off because he looked at the schedule. He knows the schedule way better than anybody else does. He said, I need the week to get ready for the big game at New Orleans because it will be seen as a big game by most people.
Yeah.
But all I need to do is, he was good by halftime. He got 25 by halftime. Mm-hmm. Well, all he needs is to get to 30-ish because he's going to lead the league right around these 30.1.
30.1.
So, okay, so I need to get a little over 30, and he got all the way to 39, thanks in largest part to the third quarter, and then he had just the 4 in the fourth.
Right.
But he's still 39. So when he said last week, it was the most honest thing he's ever said was, I'm having the time of my life. He's going to lead the league in scoring in year 19. Well, that's a beautiful thing. A lot of people will trumpet that.
Think about this, Skip. The Memphis Grizzlies, without Ja, are 17-2.
17-2. That's the most improbable stat of the whole year.
Thank you. And you said, LeBron, Skip, there's a reason why KD is playing 42, 43 minutes. There's a reason why LeBron is playing all these hot minutes. Because if they don't play, they got no chance of winning. They're losing even with them playing that kind of minute and putting up the numbers they're putting up.
I got it. But in year 19, LeBron has lost one superpower, and that is his all-time great superpower of being able to lift a team like he did the first go-around in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great team, obviously, and he lifted it to the finals. They got swept by my Spurs. But the point was, he was capable at 6'9", 260 or 70, of just saying, come get on my broad shoulders, and I will take you past Detroit to the finals.
Right.
He's not capable of that anymore because all these blown leads, it's like there's no more rub-off factor. He's no longer as contagious as he used to be in a good way.
Skip, but you're asking him to, like, lift up Wenyen Gabriel, who's been on his seventh team. Lift up Austin Reeves, who's an undrafted free agent. Lift up Stanley Johnson, who's on his fourth 10-day contract. Mm-hmm. DJ Augustine, who had just gotten cut. Come on, Skip. Okay. At some point in time, it comes down to talent.
But GM LeBron wanted Russ, and he wanted Dwight, and he wanted Carmelo.
But what about he wanted DeMar DeRozan?
Okay.
And Rob Pelinka wouldn't give him that third year. What about him wanting Ty Lue? And they lowball Ty Lue.
Now we're going way back pre-Vogel.
That's what he wanted because you won't mention that.
Well, he won a championship with Vogel, so you got to give Vogel that.
He wanted to take Ty Lue. Okay. But they lowballed Ty Lue and wanted to stop Ty Lue's staff, like they stopped Frank Vogel's staff. Mm-hmm. And Ty Lue's like, no, I'm the coach. I want to pick my own staff. LeBron James wanted DeMar DeRozan. Rob Pelinka refused to guarantee the third year.
Okay, but Rob Pelinka wanted Buddy Hield and had the deal done with Sacramento for Buddy Hield, and you loved that deal, and LeBron said, no, I want Russ.
Because he felt that if AD was out, Russ and Bron could do it. If Bron is out, Russ and AD could do it. But come to find out, Russ, that's not what he's capable of doing.
Okay.
So,
and I'm going to give you this one. I like Kendrick Nunn, and I have no idea what happened because he has played
zero
games,
and he's not going to play.
Well, I don't know what happened. And now it says injury slash illness. Was he sick? I don't know what happened to him.
I mean, what sense does it make to bring him back now? I mean, he hadn't been doing anything. Skip, how do you bring him back for the last five games of the season when he missed 77 games?
Okay, but how do you explain what we saw in the first half last night? That looked pretty sensational.
Yes.
And on any given night, they can give you a quarter of that. Sometimes they give you a half of that.
But here's the thing, Skip. You mentioned, but look at guys making shots. It still came down to guys were also making shots. Yeah, LeBron had 25, but they had 69 at the half. So somebody else got 44 of those points, Skip. So they came from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And come the second half, LeBron had 14. They only scored 34. So the other people scored 20 points between everybody else that played in the second half. No, they scored 39. Excuse mm-hmm. me, 39.
Yep. Okay.
But LeBron scored 14, so the rest of them scored 25.
Okay.
And you LeBron, you got to win with that.
Started getting stops there in that second mm-hmm. half, guys. It's going to be interesting. It's going to come down to the wire to see who has that 10th and final play-in spot. Great stuff, gentlemen.
No mercy.
So Bradley Beal told Draymond Green on his podcast that the disrespect toward his former teammate Russell Westbrook needs to stop, saying, quote, "We acting like this man is not a Hall of Famer." Huh, Bradley sticking up for Russ. Shannon, do you like what Beal said or do you have a problem with it?
Hell no, I don't like it. And yeah, I got a big problem with it. Mm. Skip, what the hell does Russ going to the Hall of Fame one day have to do with the hell of how he's playing this season? Mm. You don't get to rest on your laurels. You don't get to say, man, look what I've accomplished. I'm good. I'm a bull jive on the job now. What? What Bradley Beal does not understand, because Bradley Beal is an outstanding player, but Bradley Beal has never played on a team that had championship aspirations,
yes,
so he doesn't understand what comes along with that. Russ has had a phenomenal career, but tell me how Russ going to the Hall of Fame one day helps this season.
Mm.
What does that got to do with that? In pro sports, you have to do one thing: update your resume on a daily or weekly basis.
Mm.
What you did yesterday, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, has no bearing on today.
Mm.
Yes, Russ is a top 75 player. Yes, Russ. Oh, but he averaged a triple-double for the last 5 years. Okay, how's that helping the Lakers? I want Bradley Beal to explain to me, how does Russ playing this year help the Lakers? What does him going to the Hall of Fame have to do with this year?
Mm.
Everybody wants to talk about, oh, yeah, he did that, he did that. The one thing I can honestly say about Tom Brady, he does not rest on his laurels.
No.
Because that has, and he tell you, last year don't have anything to do with this year. How does last year help me win today? So how does those triple-doubles, how does what Russ did last year or year before or 4 years before that help the Lakers right now? Mm. I just need Bradley Beal to explain that to me. But see, when you don't play on a championship team, Russ had no idea. Because it's been so long since he had played on a team that had championship aspirations.
Yep.
He thinks he can just willy-nilly go out there and do what he wants to do.
That is true.
There's a different expectations when you have championship aspirations.
Mm. Let me preface by saying I really like Bradley Beal. I think he's a good man and a very good player and obviously a great shooter. But to your point, he has no idea what he's talking about. I don't think he's had the time to actually watch much of Russ this year, to follow the disaster that has been Russ this year for the Lakers, because he's gotten exposed. And when Bradley says slam dunk first ballot Hall of Famer, honestly, I'm starting to question that.
Right.
Because I'm starting to question the value of the triple double that he averaged three of the last 4 years.
Yes.
I'm starting to discount the impact of the triple-double on winning, because if you look at Russ's record with the triple-doubles, it doesn't equate to winning basketball games.
So how many teams, those four of the last 5 years, of those four of the last five, how many were in championship contention? Hey, Bradley, I need you to answer me that. Four of the last 5 years, Russ averaged a triple-double, and one of those with you. How close were you guys to winning the championship?
Mm. So as we speak, Russ has fallen to 147th of qualified three-point shooters. That rank, he's dead last at 147.
Mm.
So he's the worst statistical three-point shooter in basketball.
But he going to the Hall of Fame, wouldn't he? Carry on.
He continues to lead the league in overall turnovers at 281. That is seven better than Trae Young.
He's going to the Hall of Fame
one
day.
But he has exposed himself to me just because we now watch so closely night after night after night, and we day after day after day do turnover blooper reels right. here on yes. Undisputed. He has the worst hands of any starting point guard I've ever seen in all right. my years covering basketball, even college basketball. Right. Just wild hands mm-hmm. with wild decision making and no conscience whatsoever. It's just like he can make two or three and it doesn't bother him a bit, and then he'll make two or three more and he'll wind up with seven or eight.
Right.
Right?
Skip, you're watching the game last night. The guy hits a three, a shot clock three to tie the game up. What does Russ do? Russ comes down the court and shoots a one-legged step-back jumper. I'm like, Russ, did you not see the momentum just swing on that three and you come down and take that shot yeah. that early in the shot clock?
Yeah. He's still saying to you, remember me? No, I don't.
So, in other words, they want us to ignore how bad he's playing this season and just look back to what he once did. But, Shannon, he going to the Hall of Fame. Mm. He is. But what does that have to do with this year? Making $44 million, which is the highest, fourth highest in the league.
$44 million.
And considering what the Lakers gave up to get him, he was supposed to be the missing piece.
$44 million, and he's 5 years younger than LeBron James.
I can't tell.
I know, that's the point. He looks like he plays older than LeBron, right?
But that people got looking. Guys, y'all think when someone critiques a player, you're trying to make it personal. It's not personal. I don't know Russell Westbrook enough to have a personal opinion about him. I'm just talking about his play on the court. If you think his play on the court mm-hmm. has been conducive for the Lakers contending for a championship, stop, get your friendship out of it. Get the personal out of it.
I got it.
And that's what they're doing.
We don't have time to show this, but remember the two offensive rebounds he got late that contributed yeah. Malik Monk's three?
Yeah.
LeBron missed a drive shot. Yeah. LeBron actually missed a three and then missed the drive shot. I don't think we have time. But the point is that's the essence of Russell. He plays his tail off. So we give him that.
Yes.
He will hustle for rebounds
right.
because that's how he averaged 10 rebounds
right.
for four out of 5 years, right?
Yes. But all of that, Skip, what is that? A guy throwing for 45 and 50 mm-hmm. touchdowns in a season,
yep.
and they're not in playoff contention.
Yep.
What championship contention? What mm-hmm. good is that? Mm-hmm. You want numbers or you want championships?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Whew. Great stuff, guys. All right, we got to get back to LeBron because he picked up a new award this weekend, mm-hmm. but pretty unlikely he's going
to
display it in his house. Shannon, so curious your thoughts. Find out up
this
next.
Man's a hater.
No mercy.